Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I just want to reply to some of the really excellent issues raised by both Mr. Wuppy and Yakofen in response to my original question. So I'll start with Mr. Wuppy. And first, I just want to say, mate, that it's great to finally get the chance to actually speak with you. I think you know that I'm a big fan of your work over in the writing forums, so it's a real pleasure for me to be able to actually talk with you in person, as it were. I think you raised some really great points. I was struck by what you said about the New World Order and about the banks, and I began to rethink some of my feelings on these issues. I think that if the New World Order does exist, then the form that it takes is probably fairly similar to that which you outlined. One of the problems I always have concerning issues such as the New World Order or the Illuminati is that a lot of people who champion their existence see their influence everywhere and consider them to be fairly overt in their dealings. I'm far more prepared to admit the possibility of some form of organized attempt at control that employs far more subtle machinations like those you described. I was really interested in what you said about how banks have shaped and manipulated conditions to suit themselves, in effect making slaves out of people. And I began to think that maybe there is inherent resistance to seeing the hidden truths or agendas of a paradigm in which you exist personally. What I mean by this is that it can be very easy to look at cultures throughout history and see the moves and the machinations of various groups and acknowledge that certain groups did indeed establish control over people through covert means and set themselves up as rulers. I think it's far more difficult to make this same observation within your own context, though. I think that most people assume that it can't happen here, it can't happen now, it's too unbelievable. But I wonder how many people in the past thought the same way, or if this is a recent development. I'm stunned that you've actually seen Bigfoot. That's really, really amazing, and the fact that it comes from you does a lot to sway my beliefs on the existence of him, and his cousins, like the Sasquatch, the Yeti, or the Owie, which is the Australian equivalent. It sounds like the experience was pretty terrifying, though, so better you than me, mate. I guess the fact that you actually saw him with your own eyes makes a big difference to your perceptions. Like you said, once you saw Bigfoot, nobody could convince you that you didn't. So for you, that issue is solved beyond any doubt. Unfortunately, I personally have never seen any paranormal event. I've never seen a UFO or a crypto, never had somebody read my mind or communicate with the dead. Even though, like Yakofen, I've been researching these issues for a number of years, I don't really know any more than I did when I first began. I guess it's true that seeing is believing, since I'm pretty sure that, like you, if I ever did see a UFO, or evidence of genuine paranormal abilities, that there would be no convincing me that they didn't exist. Moving on to Yakofen's reply, I also became interested in fringe topics through books and television. My childhood was not very nice, and I think that for me, the interest in paranormal phenomena or UFOs was important because it spoke of something bigger, of a world beyond that which I was trapped in. Once I left that world, though, I think that my reliance on my belief in these issues waned somewhat, which led me to a more skeptical way of thinking. Also, like you, the introduction of the internet made a huge difference to me in determining those issues in which I believed and those which I was more skeptical on. All of a sudden, I had access to volumes of evidence and opinions that took a skeptical view of issues such as Roswell or Atlantis or vampires, and I think that this helped contribute to me becoming less of a believer and more of a skeptic. I just want to comment quickly on what you said about prophecies, and let me tell you, I'm right there with you, mate. If 2012 comes and goes without incident, then I'm just going to give up on the whole issue of prophecy, since you really don't hear of many predictions made after that date. And, well, if there is an incident, I'll be the first one to admit that I was wrong. I want to thank you guys for replying. It was great to hear from two people who I've respected a great deal since joining ATS. So this has been Jeremiah25. Talk to you soon.